Hello. This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question about using when with past simple or past continuous tenses. Hi, I'm a learner from China. Could you please help me with the following question? Is the sentence, "The good news came when we weren't expecting it," grammatically correct? If it is correct, how can we understand the following rule? As a general rule, you should use while in a clause with a continuous action using a verb in a continuous tense. Use when in a clause with the single action using a simple past or present tense. Many thanks, Jinye. Thank you for writing, Jinye. Keep up the good work learning English with us. The sentence, "The good news came when we weren't expecting it," is grammatically acceptable. As for when and while, we answered a question about how to use when and while in an earlier Ask a Teacher program. We explained that some experts call both words subordinating conjunctions in some cases. This means they signal how pieces of information are related to one another. And we shared that general rule to give an idea of how they are used in English. Let's look at these two examples.
When the phone rang, I was making dinner. While I was making dinner, the phone rang.
While and when both relate to time, although while usually signals that two events are happening at the same time. Another issue to consider is how people use language in real life. Sometimes the real life use of language does not seem to equal textbook rules. For example, many native users of English use when with continuous action. In fact, when is used with past progressive more often than while in the corpus of contemporary American English. Here are some example sentences from the corpus.
When I was growing up, I wanted to be a cowboy. I was thinking about her when we were talking. When he was running for president, Obama gave electrifying speeches.
Please let us know if this explanation has helped you, Jinye. Do you have a question about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Gina Bennett.